We're talking today with Terry Dietrich, president of American Farmers and Ranchers, and Terry here at the NFU meeting. Pretty good group of Oklahomans that you brought to this 2014 convention.
We do have a good group, Ron. I think probably around 40 people made it from Oklahoma down.
So, you know, obviously one of the things that you're very interested in is trying to put some Oklahoma ideas into the federal or national policy of NFU. What are some things that y'all will be are discussing with the policy committee?
Well, I have not had a chance to review everything that they've done, and so far as what we always try to contribute is we try to do everything we can to bring things back to center. We realize, and we just finished a panel where Chief Economist of the House Ag Committee got to speak, and he emphasized at the end that we've got to not come in and annihilate each other. We've got to get our act together and go forward for the good of all, and that's what we try to bring to this. We are probably less partisan than about anybody that comes to this, and our policy is much more middle of the road on a whole lot of issues. And so we just try to go through and watch and see if it's going off on a tangent somewhere. Is there anything we can do to kind of bring that back to center? But that's what it's all about. And I guess that's why it's always a challenge. We accept the challenge.
Yeah, of course, Oklahoma has traditionally been one of the biggest farmers union states. And we remain that in that role, right?
Yes, we still are the largest membership, and of course, unless we call for a weighted ballot, it's still just voice votes. Calling for a weighted ballot is not, I mean, we threatened to do that one time, and it was almost adjournment time, and they knew that was going to be a 2 to 5 hour process to do a weighted ballot vote, and so they went our way rather than have a weighted ballot. But that's not a way to win friends and influence people normally, but it was a very, very serious deal that dealt with oil production in Oklahoma, which really affected us. And but we do try to have numbers here now that if they'll all speak up with a robust voice, they can be heard at least. But there's an issue or two that I know we're going to be on a different side, and we very likely will be defeated. But the good thing about this is every state has their own policy. Every state is independent and are not bound by NFU. If we have a different opinion in Oklahoma, that's okay. We're big enough, we row our own boat, and we're going to represent Oklahoma people.